Mystery Theater. Yes, it's Seal Test Variety Theater with Henry Russell and his orchestra, the Crew Chiefs Quartet, Walk Egan's answer to Yasha Heifetz, Jack Benny, and one of America's favorite song and dance men, George Murphy. And here she is, our gal Thursday, the singing star of Variety Theater, Dorothy L'Amour.
Thank you and hello, everyone. Like the man says, there's good news tonight. In one corner is my old friend, a broth of a lad if I ever saw one, and begorra, I've seen one, George Murphy. And in the other corner, that suave, slave-driving boss of mine, just finished a picture for him, Jack Benny. Boys, take a bow.
Say, Dottie, did you two really just finish a picture together?
Together? I worked for him. Brother, what a boss. You should have seen that picture contract he drew up. Wow.
I didn't think it was so bad. It was a standard contract.
That was a standard contract? What about Clause 42C?
What is wrong with that clause?
Who ever heard of the star doing the producer's laundry?
Well, I did it when I worked for the Warner Brothers. There are two of them.
By the way, Dottie, how did you like working for Jack?
I don't know. I worked for Benny.
You mean,
Yes, no Jack.
Hey, that's... You know, that's pretty good, Dorothy. You're a good comedian. Have you ever done any comedy?
Well, I worked with Bob Hope.
That's a pretty good start, yes. Oh, George, I wanted to talk to you, too. You know, I'm thinking of making a musical picture, and I'd like to use you and Dorothy. I can just see the name up in lights now. Jack Benny Presents.
Now, wait a minute. What about L'Amour and Murphy in lights?
Look, kid, let's not go crazy working for the electric company, you know. Enough. Just my name.
Jack, George, Dottie, Tom, Dick, and Harry, Oscar, Herman, Julian, and even Stanislaus, please stand by and spare us half a mo. No less, no mo'.
Get the best, get Seal Test.
When the youngsters get that ice cream gleam in their eyes, you're likely to hear...
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
And the biggest shout of all goes up for Seal Test ice cream. It's the top-ranking favorite with both grown-ups and growing-ups. You know why? Because flavor for flavor, there is no ice cream that matches Seal Test for pure goodness. It's better in every way. In smooth as velvet texture, in creamy richness, in wonderful lip-smacking flavor. Next time you crave ice cream, make it Seal Test, the outstanding quality ice cream of America. Always
get the best, get Seal Test.
And here's Dottie, who not only does her Christmas mailing early, but her Christmas singing, too. So ready for the bottom of your tree is a lovely little vocal package all tied up nice and purty with buttons and bows.
East is east and west is west, and the wrong one I have chose. Let's go where I'll keep on wearing those frills and flowers and buttons and bows. Rings and things and buttons and bows. Don't bury me in this prairie, take me where the cement grows. Let's move down to some big town where they love a gal by the cut of her clothes. I'll stand out in buttons and bows. I love you in buckskin or shirts that I've homespun. But I love you longer, stronger, where your friends don't tote a gun. My bones denounce the buckboard bonds and the cactus hurts my toes. Let's vamoose where gals keep us in those silks and satins and linens that show. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows. Give me eastern trimming where women are women in high silk hose and the peekaboo clothes. The French perfume that rocks the room. And I'm all yours in buttons and bows.
As far as the man standing next to me is concerned, and as far as introducing him is concerned, I'm what you might call stuck. There's so much to say, especially when the guy in question happens to be a very close friend. So I'll put it this way. If you were introducing George Murphy, what would you say? That's what I thought. Well, George, Carlton Cadell's ready to set the scene, so we'd better stand by.
Right, Dottie. As our comedy sketch opens, we find ourselves at Lacey's department store. The curtain rises on a scene in the interior of this rather exclusive establishment as a young man approaches the floor walker.
Excuse me, sir. Could you help me out?
I'd be delighted. Anything in particular?
Well, I have quite a few Christmas gifts to buy, and I'm sort of at loose ends.
Well, I have just the person to tie you together. Would you mind stepping this way? Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Cruzbine.
Good morning, Miss Lay. Miss Lay is our new gift counselor. She'll make just loads of suggestions, won't you, Miss Lay?
Yes, Mr. Cruzbine. Now, if you'll tell me how many there are in the list and what you'd care to spend...
Well, let's see now. As far as the ladies are concerned, there are some blondes and brunettes and miscellaneous. The list is very long.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to be more specific.
Well, there's Dolores with the dancing eyes and Gloria with the dancing eyes. And Marion, oh, that Marion, what a figure.
Well, what about her dancing eyes?
Eyes? Oh, I never noticed.
Well, why don't I take you around the store and let you see what we're showing on the models? Then you can tell how your friends will look on Christmas morning.
Oh, models, live ones. Say, this is a ginger peachy idea. Leave us go.
Sorry, this elevator is all full. I have a good mind to take one of these elevators and run it myself.
What makes you think you could run an elevator?
Are you kidding? The ones at Marshall Fields didn't run sideways, you know. Now, this is the fur department. We have silver foxes, blue foxes, IJ foxes, sheared beaver, cleared beaver, seared beaver, and sable. Oh, model, how much is that sable you're wearing?
$15,000.
One of your girlfriends would look awfully smart in that $15,000 coat.
She might look awfully smart, but I'd look awfully silly walking beside her in a $4 barrel.
Now, this is the bathing suit department. Perhaps you'll find something you like in here.
Oh, I'm sure I will, sure.
Now, this Parisienne number is only $27.50.
Where is it?
Right here in my hand.
Oh, I didn't see it. Say, there's not much to it, is there?
Well, frankly, if they make the bathing suits much skimpier, I don't know what's going to happen.
Neither do I, but I want to be there when it does.
Well, it looks like you've gotten everything you wanted. That comes to 17, 56, 32. Now, where shall I send all of them?
No place. Now, look, why don't we...
I said, where shall I send them?
Oh, Dottie, please, I just...
You mean you've been wasting my time? You're not going to buy these gifts to send to your friends?
Oh, honest, I haven't got any friends. Come on, honey, let's go home.
Go home? Why, you come in here, flaunt all those blondes, brunettes, and miscellaneous in my face, and then ask me to go home. Why do you think I left you in the first place? Dolores with the dancing eyes, huh?
Oh, honest, honey, I don't even know those girls. I was just trying to make you jealous.
Well, you certainly succeeded. Brother, how you succeeded. Look, I got myself a job. I'm doing all right. Now, please.
Oh, honey, but I'm lonesome. I haven't even stirred out of the house since you left.
If I hadn't known you for 3 years before we got married, I might believe that.
Well, just to prove it to you, look, you see these Argyle socks?
What about them?
Well, I knitted them myself. And two sweaters.
Well, it's no use. Skip it, forget it, drop it, and beat it.
Oh, gee, just the night before you left, didn't I kiss you right in front of everyone?
That was just to give the children a sense of security.
Well, how are the kids, anyhow?
They're fine, just fine.
Gee, I miss them. I miss everything about them. The piggyback rides and the Sloan's liniment on the shoulders. And the football games and the Sloan's liniment on the back. The 5-hour sessions at the hitching post and the Sloan's liniment.
You should have thought of that when you came home with lipstick on your handkerchief.
That was not lipstick. I had a nosebleed.
Well, if that was blood, Sonny, your corpuscles are full of Chanel number 5.
Oh, Dottie, come on. Won't you come home?
Why? Do you miss my dancing eyes?
As a matter of fact, darling, I do miss your dancing eyes and all the other things about you. It would have been nice, though, all of us back together again. You know, Christmas.
Christmas. Yeah, wouldn't it?
I wonder whether the Salvation Army takes care of lonely husbands.
Oh, you fool, you big fool. Come here.
Oh, darling.
You dear, sweet fool.
How many times have I told you there's no Santa Claus at this store? There's no Santa Claus!
Excuse me, lady. Excuse me just a minute, but I heard you tell that little boy something.
What about it?
Well, I've got news for you. Believe me, there really is a Santa Claus.
Now the seaworthy crew chiefs, Captain Henry Russell, the orchestra, and a bottle of soy sauce set sail for the Orient on a slow boat to China.
I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself alone. You and keep you in my arms evermore. Weep on your lovers, weeping on the faraway shore. Out on the briny with a moon big and shiny, melting your heart of stone. I'd love to get you China, all to myself alone. I'd love to get you on a slow boat to China, all to myself, talking about nobody else.
All kinds of tests are being made these days, but when it comes to judging the goodness of ice cream, Seal Test meets the real test. I mean, your own taste test. You buy the ice cream you like the best, and Seal Test is America's first choice. It outsells all other ice cream by a wide margin. That's the real test, all right. Proof that it's tops in rich, full-bodied flavor, in smooth, creamy texture, in pure goodness. And rigid Seal Test quality control keeps it that way. Every quart, every pint, every spoonful is better in every way. So whenever you crave ice cream,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Say, Dottie, before you tell the people about the new Jack Benny... No, Jack Benny, the movie producer. What are you going to sing?
Jack, it's a song first published on January 15th, 1930, by the Whitmark Publishing Company, 1256 Avenue, New York City, written by Al Dubin and Joe Burke, and first sung at the Silver Slipper Cafe at 1133 Broadway, New York City, on May 30th, 1930, and the title is For You.
Is there time left to sing it?
Stars out of the blue for you, for you. the highway and over the street. Carpets of clover I lay at your feet. For there's nothing in this world I wouldn't do for you.
Gentlemen, you're all familiar with our next guest, Jack Benny. A top flight comedian for many years, Jack Benny has kept millions of people laughing on both screen and radio. Recently, Jack has added another facet to his already brilliant career, and he is now a full-fledged motion picture producer. In fact, along with Brian Donlevy and Claire Trevor, I had the pleasure of appearing in Mr. Benny's first production, The Lucky Stiff, which will soon be released. But to give you an idea of how much this new responsibility has changed Jack, we'll turn back the clock to yesterday afternoon when I visited him at his office to say hello and pick up my check, which was 3 months late. When I walked in, Jack was dictating a letter to his very pretty secretary.
Now let's see. Inasmuch as The Lucky Stiff is my first picture... read that back to me, Miss Lindsay. The whole thing.
Dear sir, inasmuch as The Lucky Stiff is my first picture...
It sounds pretty good so far. Now, Miss Lindsay, what are you laughing at?
That fountain pen in your pocket is tickling my ribs.
Well, let me move it. There. Now, is the fountain pen bothering you?
No. This is fine.
Hello, Jack. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt anything.
Oh, well, that's all right. Come in, Dorothy. I got something in my eye, and my secretary was just trying to take it out, is it?
She must have been taking it out with her teeth. You've got lipstick all over your face.
I have? Well, that'll be all, Miss Lindsay. I'd like to get up now. Thanks.
Where do you want me to send the letter?
The letter? What letter? Oh, yes, the letter, yes. Just say, I cannot see the advisability of a tie-up between your company and the Lucky Stiff at this time. Send it to Forest Lawn. Use a cent and a half stamp. You see, don't seal the envelope. Just tuck in the flap. And it'll get there, you know.
Yes, honey. Yes, sir, Mr. Benny.
That's a very attractive secretary you have, Jack.
Yeah, she's very efficient, too. She was recommended to me by Georgie Jessel. By the way, Dorothy, did you get that package I sent over to your house?
Yes, it came this morning, and I want to thank you very much.
Well, I understand it's customary for the producer to present the star with a gift when the picture is finished.
Well, I still think it was very sweet of you. How did you know I'll experiment?
Well, I just took a chance. You know, it's awfully hard to pick out a present for a girl like you, Dorothy. You've got everything, you know.
Not quite, Jack. I still haven't received my last salary check.
Oh, yes, it's right here on my desk. I was wondering when you were going to come in and pick it up. I was thinking maybe you'd forgotten about it, you know. Here it is, Dorothy.
Thanks. Well, let go of it.
Oh, I'm sorry, it just stuck to my fingers.
Oh, that's all right.
You have a hard time saying corpuscles, haven't you? I didn't know if I heard it before. I didn't know.
Right, Jack. Mm. Say.
Well, nothing hard, you know, just corpuscles, just like blood. It doesn't mean it.
I got no blood left. That's all right, Jack. Say, while I think of it, don't forget you're going to be a guest on my program tomorrow night. Write some jokes like that.
Yes. I almost forgot it. I've been so busy. When I come on your program, what'll I talk about?
Well, you can mention that you're a producer now and how different it is.
Well, I don't know whether I ought to do that, Dorothy. You see, if I talk about the Lucky Stiff, I'll have to say it's a Jack Benny production, produced by Jack Benny, a Jack Benny presentation, you know. It might sound like I'm plugging myself too much. You know.
Well, maybe you'll think of something else.
I doubt it. Oh, Dottie, I forgot to tell you. You know, we had a sneak preview of the Lucky Stiff last night. And after the, come back here, we're over, you know, in about 3 minutes. And after the picture was over, I went out in the lobby and mingled with the people to get their reaction of the picture, and they loved it.
Well, didn't they recognize you?
No. You see, I wore a white cap and apron, and I pretended I was selling popcorn, you know. I sold over 100 bags in 5 minutes. Isn't that remarkable?
Gee, it sounds like we've got a hit.
Sure, and you can't even say corpuscles. And you can never remember. Oh, the picture. Dottie, the picture can't miss. Now, remember the scene where Brian Dunleavy and Claire Trevor walk in and you...
Mr. Benny, can I see you for a moment?
What's wrong, Miss Lindsay?
It's that writer you hired yesterday. He's sick.
Already? They always wait till they're on salary and then they get sick. What's the matter with him?
He's coughing, shivering, sneezing, and sniffling.
Well, give him a four-way cold tablet and tell him to lie down for a few minutes. He can be sick on his own time.
Yes, Mr. Scrooge.
Jack, aren't you afraid you'll spoil your writer coddling him that way?
Oh, I can't help it, Dorothy. I try to be tough, but I guess I just haven't got it in me, you know. I'm just a big, soft-hearted slob, you know? That's all.
Yeah. Well, huh? I guess I'll run along, Jack. Thanks for the check.
Oh, wait a minute. Don't go yet, Dorothy. There's something I want to talk to you about. A new story that I start...
Mr. Benny, Lou Foster, your director's here. He wants to see you.
Oh, yes. Send him in, by all means. Dorothy, isn't Lou Foster a wonderful director?
Oh,
a
yes.
A great guy, isn't
and
he?
He's a great director, too.
Oh, pardon me.
Stop jumping my lines. I've seen him handle the most difficult actors and never once lose his temper.
I'll kill him! I'll strangle that Benny with my bare hands. Oh, there you are, you double-crosser.
Now, Lou, Mr. Foster, take it easy. Now, put down that megaphone.
Lou, I'm surprised at you. I've never seen you act this way.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dorothy, but you don't know what I've been through with this man. It's been agony.
Oh, I don't know. Name one producer who could have done a better job in this picture than I did. Name one, just one.
Sam Goldwyn, Hal Wallace, Daryl Zanuck.
You name three. I only asked you to name one. Couldn't even name one.
Now, Lou, try to control your temper.
Oh, I've tried. Believe me. I didn't mind when Benny made me shoot a mob scene with only four people.
I wanted a small mob, that's all. A million people for a mob scene.
I didn't care when he wanted me to make the actors work twice as fast and shoot the picture in slow motion to save time.
And money, that's important too, you know.
But when he stuck in an added scene in the picture without even telling me about it, me, the director, that was the end.
But, Lou, what on earth happened?
Well, last night at the sneak preview, just as the picture was reaching the climax, Brian Dunleavy flings open the closet to expose the killer, and who is sitting there but Jack Benny yelling, L-S-M-F-T, L-S-M-F-T.
Well, I think it's a very cute scene.
Jack, how could you use our picture to plug Lucky Strikes?
I beg your pardon. In this case, L-S-M-F-T means Lucky Stiff must fill theaters. I wasn't even thinking of Lucky Strikes, Miss Corpuscles.
All right, Mr. Benny. But if you insist on keeping that scene, then I'm going to add a scene. Another murder.
But, Lou, we can't possibly have another murder in the picture.
This one won't be in the picture. Think it over. Goodbye.
How do you like that? Looks like a short Don Wilson. Now, where were we, Dorothy?
I was sitting here and you were hiding under the desk.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, anyway, I want to tell you about the story I bought for my next picture. I paid a lot of money for it. It's got...
Mr. Benny, the writer is feeling better now. He wants to eat lunch.
Oh. Well, here's the key. Let him out. See that he gets back in half an hour.
Yes, sir.
As I was saying, Dorothy, there's a great part for you in this new story I bought.
Well, I'm always interested in a good part, Jack. What's it all about?
Well, look it. Oh, it's wonderful. Now, listen. You play the part of a deaf mute, a beautiful girl who can't hear or talk. Now, there's a villain who's responsible for all your unhappiness. But a handsome young doctor comes along and takes you out of your misery. It's a great story. Never been done. I've got a great title for it, too. Jimmy Belinda. What's the matter, Dorothy? Dorothy, don't you like it?
But, Jack, that's a story of Johnny Belinda.
What?
I saw that picture only last week. Jane Wyman played in it.
How do you like that? And I bought that story from Rochester. Wait till I get my hands on him, Jimmy Belinda.
Jack Benny, that was wonderful. I know your millions of friends will be all listening to you on your own Lucky Strike cigarette show next Sunday on this same network. And now, in just a few seconds, we're going to give you some great news about our guests for our own show next week.
Get the best kept seal test.
Santa Claus has good things in store, and so does your seal test dealer. Just wait till you taste Seal Test chocolate chip ice cream. The flavor of the month for December. It's something special. Creamy, rich vanilla ice cream, chock full of real bittersweet chipped chocolate. And say, here's another festive treat. Red raspberry tarts, the Seal Test dessert of the month. You'll find them an eyeful and a mouthful of the finest ice cream eating ever. Individual shells filled with wonderful Seal Test vanilla ice cream, topped with plenty of red ripe raspberries and honest-to-goodness whipped cream. A holiday green halo of it for a heavenly dish. Try both Seal Test red raspberry tarts and Seal Test chocolate chip ice cream. When you treat the family to ice cream,
get the best, get Seal Test.
Here again is your mistress of ceremonies, Dorothy L'Amour.
Well, George Murphy and Jack Benny, visit us again real soon, won't you? And along with the fun, your appearance tonight contributes to a fine cause, the establishment of the American Federation of Radio Artists Welfare Insurance Fund. Next Thursday, our guests will be a pair of visitors from Wistful Vista, Fibber McGee and Molly, together with another great screen star, Edward Arnold. So until then, this is Dorothy L'Amour saying keep well, keep happy, and keep listening.
Tonight's Seal Test Variety Theater was written by Howard Harris, Hugh Wedlock, and Howard Schneider. Direction is by Glenn Hall Taylor. George Murphy appeared through arrangement with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor motion picture Three Musketeers, starring Lana Turner, Gene Kelly, and June Allison. Tune in next Thursday at this same time when Seal Test Milk and Ice Cream again presents Seal Test Variety Theater, starring Dorothy L'Amour, and as our guests, Edward Arnold and Fibber McGee and Molly. Seal Test Incorporated and associate companies are divisions of National Dairy Products Corporation. This is Carlton Cadell speaking.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.